Hi everyone, welcome to Psychedelic Science Conference. We are here to witness an historic event. We have, I think, 11,000 people, attendees, coming to learn more about psychedelic and their benefits and therapeutic use. We're here for the next 3 days intensely, speaking to many leaders in the space and bringing you so much more news and updates. So stay tuned. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Psychedelic Conversations. Now I have with me Cole Baresi from Mexico. He is from the Ibogaine clique, and I'm really excited to speak to him about all things recovery and addiction and healing with Ibogaine. Welcome, so good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So Cole, tell us about, before we dive into the exciting parts of your clinic and what you guys do. Tell us what brings you to work. We want to know you and your background. Okay. What brings you to this work?
Sure. So, it all started when I was quite younger. I had an appendix. My appendix burst inside me. It was a little hairy for a while. I went to the hospital. Ended up being a six-hour surgery. I had a near-death experience. I didn't realize that until much later in my life. I didn't think that really had any effect on me. And then a hockey injury just before college had broke my back, a fracture between my third and fourth vertebrae. And I was prescribed Percocets at age 19. I went from 10 milligrams, 20, 30, all the way up to 300 after I got kicked out of the pain clinic because I didn't do the surgery. So I continued my school. I got a major in finance, major in accounting, then did a good corporate job. So everything seemed okay on the outside. I couldn't run around and chase the pills anymore, so I asked for help and I was put on Suboxone. I was on Suboxone for 6 years. During that time, I was prescribed Xanax. And I went off the rails with other substances outside of the prescriptions. And really, everything seemed okay on the outside, but inside I was dying. Inside, I was crying myself to sleep every night. I can't get off Suboxone. Been through several rehabs in the United States. Even if I can get sober for 3 months, 6 months, a year, I was just missing something, that void. Until one day I found the word Ibogaine on the internet and I started doing my research for a couple clinics around at that time. It's about 8 years ago. And everybody I called really didn't want to treat me because I was high risk because I was on Suboxone and taking a high dosage of Xanax and Trazodone and other sleep meds. But I called up David Dardashti, the gentleman who I've been working with for the last 8 years. Very simply, he said, Suboxone, come down and see me. I've already treated 100 cases of Suboxone. And I was like, really? The rest of the community is saying they can't be done. I trusted it. I've watched, maybe 50 or 60 YouTube testimonials. And I was on a plane 3 days later. Not just life-changing, life-saving. I was on the edge of honestly suicide, but I loved, it was my parents and my family and my girlfriend at the time, who I'm now married to, I couldn't do that to them, so I didn't do that. But either way, I was there for 10 days. I went through a few sessions of Ibogaine. I worked with David Dardashti. He worked very closely with me, and 10 days later, I'm off of every prescription, every substance I just mentioned. But even more profound was the breaking through the layers of my subconscious, revisiting these traumas, seeing the whole event of my operation and coming, really, I think I did die on that hospital table because I saw myself above the table. I could feel the doctors, their energy, and overcoming just all the trauma, depression, anxiety, anything all the way back to early childhood. And a lot of cool things that happened. I had severe OCD, always biting my nails, tapping things, flicking lights. All that ended after my treatment. And I realized the amount of time and energy that I was wasting, that I just felt free. I could learn, I could grow, I could share. So that's what got me into this.
Now you had the time to invest in other things than continually in this managing, really rigid management state. Right.
Just fighting to stay alive every day, just taking that Suboxone every morning, stuck at work and going home and crying. Yeah. It was brutal.
Yeah. Tell us about David.
David is amazing. David is like a father to me. absolutely saved my life. Now, he's an interesting man. He's a genius, very knowledgeable man. He was born in Iran, moved to Israel, really ran to Israel, and then moved to the United States. He's a professional musician. He's a commercial real estate developer, banker. And he found out what Ibogaine was 15 years ago. He's also a rabbi. So he's a rabbi of rabbis. He teaches other rabbis. So he has 37 years of the Kabbalah, the inner workings and blueprints of humanity in the world. So he's able to incorporate a lot of this ancient knowledge he has that's learned behind closed doors. It's very spiritual. It's not religious, but it's spiritual. It's really looking at the person, understanding what they're suffering from, and creating the proper protocol for treating them. So he left all that behind and moved to Playa del Carmen, Mexico, to dedicate his life, because, you know, it's not the dollar that's the most valuable thing. It's helping one human life, saving one human life. And he has a deep connection with that. So he's been actively treating people for the last 15 years. He's treated over 3,000 people for some of the most severe, not only addictions and substances they say that are almost impossible to get off of, but much deeper neurological central nervous system disorders, early stages of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, neuropathy. He's treating people for diabetes, high blood pressure. And this all seems too good to be true, I know, but there are proper protocols with Ibogaine that not only allow people to go through an experience in subconscious, but, you know, I don't want to get deep into the science and central nervous system and everything, but it really brings the brain, body, and subconscious or soul working together in harmony. So the body heals itself. And with the work and protocols that he's developed, it's just amazing results. And the amount of lives that are being saved or changed is just incredible.
I love that you wanted to talk about the spiritual, the body healing itself. We talk about it as activating the inner healing intelligence of the body, which is the counterintuitive to the Western model of thinking, because we want to swallow a pill or go to a doctor and ask them to heal us. We put all our trust and we give all our, you know, I call it putting all our eggs in a basket for someone else to help. And that's a very different model. So one of the reasons I love about the psychedelic medicine healing spaces or any kind of modality in terms of psychedelics, including Ibogaine, is it's about the self-agency. It's like reclaiming self-agency.
100%.
Right. It's about learning to be autonomous again, independent, and be in the world and claim your space and power and your own healing processes.
Absolutely.
Right. And of course, there is a whole lot of infrastructure that goes with this. And I love that you said he also uses a Kabbalah spiritual aspects. You know what I see? The psychedelic medicines are like a tool, a model, and then we fill it in with, some people would use spiritual practices to incorporate, some people use therapy, the traditional therapy, or IFS, or somatic therapy, or there's loads, there's trauma-informed models that can be beautifully incorporated. So I love that you say there's also a spiritual aspect, but also the clinical, where you take care of people, make sure they're safe through this process. Because I am aware that Ibogaine can be, if it's not handled properly with care, it can also be harmed.
Cardiotoxic, right? Is what they label it.
What are your thoughts on that?
So I can tell you every prescription that I was on before Ibogaine was far more cardiotoxic than Ibogaine. There are proper protocols and dosing for every person as an individual. That's why we really spend the time in examination. We have neurologists, we have cardiologists, internal medicines doctors, the psychiatrists, I don't know if I said that, registered nurses. We're running all the exams, blood exams, EKG, running through their blood pressure, glucose, pulse, oxygen, running through their entire health history. There's over 350 protocols developed right now over the last 15 years that David Dardashti and his team have developed, which is simply incredible. It's not as simple as just weighing a person and giving milligram per kilogram. It's much different in the way the each person metabolizes it, and what you know, symptoms or what issues, disorders, addictions that you're treating. But you made a very good point about how, you know, kind of where Western medicine has gone. But at the fundamental base of Western medicine, the, you know, the philosophers and the, you know, the doctors who helped establish this whole thing had that ability to really know their patient, get inside their patient, understand who they are, and then provide the proper treatment, as opposed to, you know, kind of just running through the system, you know, typing in some symptoms and here, let's try this option, that option. It's much more deeper than that. And I think it really takes somebody who has that connection with understanding, you know, the inner workings of the world and humanity and the subconscious to really bring everything together and help people heal.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us about your clinic. It's in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And tell us about if somebody was interested in attending, yep. What would be the procedure?
So, yeah, we've been operating for the last 15 years in the Cancun area. So it's just south of Cancun, Playa del Carmen, Mexico. We operate in a really beautiful community, private resort community. We have 10 bedrooms, private bedrooms. You know, like I said, the whole medical team is on staff. We incorporate sound healing, meditation, acupuncture, Reiki, psychotherapy. So all of this is involved. It's a really holistic and wholesome healing process to so people can process their IBM treatment as well. If people are interested in learning more, there's over 400 YouTube testimonials on our YouTube channel. We have a pretty large following there that really gets impersonal with the patients that we've treated. They share their deepest traumas, their deepest issues, you know, before, during, and after the Ibogaine treatment. So it's really powerful. It's amazing. That's how we're really able to build that trust and help people understand in the treatment that we're doing. So that's on our YouTube channel, Ibogaine by David Dardashti. But really the best way to get in contact with us, you just call directly into our admissions office. Do you want me to leave the number?
Yes, please, David.
Yeah, so it's 1-800-818-4511. And also our website is ibogaineclinic.com. We have application forms, the number's on there. Please reach out to us. We know there's a lot of everything going on in society today, the opioid addiction, the SSRIs, the benzodiazepines. There's so many people that are developing addictions and are treating one symptom, but not realizing how much worse things can decline when on it long term.
Yeah.
So a lot of families to be saved, a lot of people to be saved. So that's why we're here.
Absolutely. There's one suffering in the family member can be there's a really beautiful quote that I heard once. The whole family revolves around that one person that is in addiction, or
and it could be passed down generations.
Right.
You know, this is not just not even just the immediate passed down to the kids and so forth.
Yeah, it changes the whole dynamic of the family relations. I understand that. So is there like a pre and then post experience help support?
Yes.
Is there like ongoing support?
Absolutely. So we help with the preparation, get everybody prepared, you know, help them understand that it's not going to be a scary or frightening experience. There's a lot of misinformation online about 30-hour treatments, 36-hour, and people are like, no, I can't handle that. Our full treatments are 6 to 8 hours. The protocols are, we're using 99% pure Ibogaine. So we help people feel, you know, really prepared and safe. And we help them with their vitamins and how to prepare, you know, on a physical level as well. And then during their treatment, we have our, you know, integration coaches there, psychiatrists, and the other modalities that we use. And then after, we have a network of local integration, life coach, rehabilitation people that are working with psychedelics and even more specifically Ibogaine, so they understand the treatment that they went through. And we have local people and virtually too, that is an option for people.
That sounds amazing. And lastly, tell us about Ibogaine and Iboga. The difference, why do you use Ibogaine?
So yeah, there's quite a big difference. So it takes about 1,000 pounds of Iboga to make just 1 pound of pure Ibogaine. So it's about 1,000 times. It's 99% pure. Now the difference is that it doesn't have some of the other alkaloids. Everything has its place in time and space. Now, the treatments that we're doing, you cannot use Iboga. It has some of the other alkaloids that somebody in who's coming in on, you know, addictive substances would hallucinate. It wouldn't repair the receptors and synapses in the brain. So they'd be in severe withdrawal as going through a pretty traumatic experience for 24 hours. Pure Ibogaine really, when it's metabolized into Nora-Ibogaine, repairs the receptors and synapses in the brain, goes through the cell membrane and heals itself and regenerates neuroplasticity. So the brain is actually functioning at an optimal level And the pure ibogaine is what allows us to do that. It also stimulates and jumpstarts the central nervous system. So the body repairs itself and fixes itself extremely quickly. And one other difference with ibogaine is that it goes purely through the layers of the subconscious. Only events and experiences that have happened to you in your lifetime, all the way back to early childhood. Many describe it, me myself, almost like a picture reel of your life. Thousands, hundreds, thousands of images all the way back to when you were very young, your family, friends, brings you through these events. So you have an understanding of who you are, what your purpose is, happiness, clarity. There's no more shame, guilt, anger, fear. So you can just move forward in life.
And bring reconciliation and
forgiveness. Yeah, all of that. And it's not as stressful on the brain and body. So it doesn't bring people to a heightened state of anxiety or fear. So that it doesn't block the healing powers of the ibogaine. It allows the person to let go and really allow their subconscious and physical body to heal extremely quickly.
I understand. This is great. What about, okay, one last question.
Sure.
What about the sustainability? I know at the moment, iboga or ibogaine is very popularized and mainstreamed about exactly that, addiction recovery medicine. What about sustainability and what are you guys doing?
So there's foundations in Gabon, Africa, who are sure that, you know, the funds and sustainability and the proper farming and proper cultivation, it's getting back to the communities where they gave this information. Because, you know, when this was passed along to Howard Lotsoff and it was shared with the world, with Israel, with the United States, this was a gift to humanity. So that absolutely has to be respected. And this ancient knowledge, you know, all goes back to the Gabon region and the elders and the indigenous who shared this with the world. So we're involved heavily with those foundations, making sure the money is getting back to the right places and in order for sustainability in farming. And there's a lot of other things going on right now with synthetic ibogaine. So there's a lot of work to be done, absolutely, but we're making sure that, you know, the people get taken care of who gave the world this beautiful gift, and that absolutely has to be respected and cared for by everybody.
Amazing, beautiful. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
It was wonderful connecting and discovering your work and your company. And we'll be in touch and we'll probably have you back again.
Amazing. I'm so
happy. We love a returning guest. So all the best and keep going.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you. Thanks everyone for joining us. Hope you guys enjoyed this conversation. Please do get in touch as always. The links will be in the show notes. And I'll see you guys on the next one. Bye for now.